Alek Manoah last night, Kev. I mean, he had to battle. He might have gotten away with a couple of hanging sliders, but when he left the game, his team had a chance to win.
Yeah, I guess, you know, he had the little bad start. He erased that from his mind. He came back, you know, four-seam command yesterday was great. What is his slider? What is his changeup? I'm not sure he knows. Does he have a put away pitch? Can he have a back foot slider to a lefty? Can he throw a down and away changeup to a lefty with two strikes? Can he elevate a heater? Is he able to do all three of those in a same game? Can he make an in-game adjustment with his mechanics? He was having a lot of when the front foot was landing, spinning off the ball. That's why you were seeing the ball going up and away, up and in to a righty, up and away to a lefty. He would choke that four-seamer off occasionally because he was chasing velocity. You could see that sometimes he'd throw 93. He thought that should have been 95, 96. He would, the next pitch, try and throw it a little bit harder. And that's a young guy. That's a young guy, you know, facing a pretty good team on the road, coming off a bad start. I'm with you. You know, five innings, you'll take that all the time. And I, hopefully he learned some things from that when it comes to just what it takes to be a big league starter, right? Because we saw when he's fielding a ground ball, he overthrew it to first base. Those are things that can't happen, you know, especially against good teams on the road. So it's a learning experience. Hopefully he can get better. I still think he needs a windup. I think that would, you know, give him a little bit of another pitch, right? That, again, it gets back to that. Can he figure out ways to, whatever the slider is and whatever the changeup is, develop those at the big league level? That's not going to be the easiest thing. There's really good hitters who occasionally will hunt a cement mixer on occasion, and that 88-mile-an-hour changeup that doesn't do a ton, they're going to hunt those. They're going to hit those hard. Is that going to bother him? Can he develop those? And I just think if he had a windup, that'll add a little bit more deception. That'll give him a little bit easier way to finish his pitches, at least when his misses will be a little bit better. But that's wishful thinking. I'm with you. He gave him a chance. That's a big win for the Blue Jays on the road.
Well, different people handle things in different ways, Kevin. And we all know that. What I would wonder, though, right, is that aside from the fact that his second start, the Miami start, coming off the brilliance at Yankee Stadium in his major league debut, it didn't go nearly as well. One of the things that got discussed out of that Miami start was the fact that the fastball velocity was down 2.5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Right, where he was 95, 96 at Yankee Stadium, he was 93-ish against the Marlins. And so you talk about chasing velocity. You wonder how much of that lives in the back of his mind, and then you wonder how many times he might be peering at the scoreboard for the MPHs in the not-so-dissimilar way to the way that you say hitters will look up at the scoreboard early in the season, see an 070 batting average, and that affects them.
Well, he's young. He's a young guy that you know, threw a certain way at the minor league level. When he's at the big leagues now, he doesn't have the velocity that he had. Maybe this is who he is. Maybe he is a 93, 94 guy, not a 95, 96 guy. His fastball plays, you know, if he can control that a little bit better to both sides of the plate. Again, I said this on Baseball Central yesterday. He is not a command guy. He's not going to go, you know, in, out, up and down. It's not going to happen. He's not right now mechanically capable of doing that, but he can go in. He can go away occasionally. He can go up. It seems to me like the ball into a lefty, he's able to do that, which is a big deal. You got to show it, that little comeback sinker where you started at the front hip of the left-handed hitter and it has that little run back. And you see, you know, occasionally last night you saw the lefty throw his hands up that gave up on the heater. That's seems to have a little bit better tunneling and a little bit later life to it. The sinker was good. The four-seam command wasn't great. Again, it's for me, it's the secondary stuff. He just doesn't really have one. What is the slider? Is it a steel pitch? Is it a, can he develop a put-away pitch? The changeup for me throws it too hard, right? If his fastball velocity is 92, 93, his changeup's 89, it's just not good enough. That's a BP heater for a big league hitter, and that's something he needs to work on. It's everything that comes just being a big leaguer. And I said this, Baseball Central again, that not far removed from college where he pitched every Friday. What's his routine? Does he have one? Does he even know how, when he's, you know, wake up today and he's sore, what's he going to do? He's got 2 days to 2 or 3 days to figure it out instead of 4 or 5 days to figure it out. That's the big difference. And he's a work in progress. But you got to like what you're seeing on the mound, the demeanor and the attitude and those kind of things. You know, we saw the Tim Anderson didn't really like the staring and was yelling out about the slider, right? You threw me a slider down the middle. And that's Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson's a talker. But I said this to you the last time when Alek Manoah threw. How is a hitter who has, you know, a bigger mouth or is struggling, who has some clout at the big league level, going to handle that staring thing? I know if I were a big-time player, that would bother me a little. And will he change that? Will he continue to do that? No, he is 6'6", 260, and he seems to not care what people think. But you got to be good. If you're going to stare at people, there's some things that come with that of, you know, you got to get some people out. And that'll be an interesting thing to see, too.
Does the start of the game, though, I know you said he overthrew the first base. Reese McGuire also looked like he threw one right down in the strike zone got by Reese McGuire. It's almost like I've been in those games, especially as a young player, where you have a bad start, bad first inning, bad first shift, and then things can unravel. I feel like that he showed me more in the game coming back from that first inning than anything he's done so far in these three games. How important is that for a pitcher to kind of go through that and early on in his career? Because that's something we know when Pearson came up, it's when things are tough, what are you made of now? And it just seems like Alek Manoah, we talked about his mental approach, but that showed me more than anything he's done so far. Like, take away the velocity how many strikeouts or, you know, how few walks he's had. I just think that for a guy to come back from the first inning is impressive.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I don't question what's between his ears. I think he has a lot of confidence. He has confidence in himself. If he makes a mistake, if he has a bad start, he'll forget it real quick. It's the other stuff. It's the command of the four-seamer. It's the, does he have enough sink on the sinker? Again, it's the secondary stuff. It's mechanically, can he keep the 6-6 and all in order and have a good finish to it? Can he not let the team and who he's facing dictate how he's going to throw them? He has good stuff. He has a good fastball. Establish my fastball. I feed off all of those things. Again, I all the other things that go with being a big leader. I don't really worry about that. It's now you develop command and develop secondary stuff, which the secondary stuff developing at the big league level, that will be the hardest part. He's going to get hammered occasionally with that slider. He's going to get hammered with the changeup. Do you continue to throw it if you're getting hammered with it? That's, you know, he is 24. He did have 35 innings at the minor league level. He's only had three starts at the big league level. He is a work in progress, but you'll take this than the Nate Pearson with the 2 1/3. How about that?